Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Sonny Papowski. I'm the chairman of the Philadelphia Water, Sewer, and Stormwater Rate Board. I'd like to call to order this special meeting of the board. This special meeting is intended solely to address the board decisions in two pending rate matters before us. One, the TAP-R rate proceeding reconciliation, and the other, the special rate proceeding arising from the settlement of the prior general base rate proceeding. Before I get into that though, I did want to remind everyone that I do want to add one item to the agenda, which is just to schedule our upcoming board meetings, which tentatively I would suggest would continue to be on the second Wednesday of each month. We may not need to meet certainly each month this summer, but looking at my calendar, the board meeting for July, the second Wednesday would be July 13th. And in August, the second Wednesday would be August 10th. So I'd like to tentatively schedule those board meetings, and I'll talk to Stephen and Dan about making sure that those meetings are advertised. And if any of the board members have problems with those dates, please let me know. We may have some administrative matters to address over the course of the summer. And I don't know that we would need both meetings. Oh, here's Mac. Hi, Mac, how are you?
Good, thank you. Sorry for my tardiness.
Yeah, that's okay. All we did so far was just called the meeting to order, and I mentioned that we will tentatively schedule our upcoming summer board meetings, which we may not need to hold them each month, but I'm tentatively asking people to put on their calendar the second Wednesday of each month, which is July 13th and August 10th. And I'll work with Stephen and Dan about getting those formally noticed. As I said, the only substantive matters on our agenda today are the final votes on the rate board's orders in the TAP-R proceeding and the special rate proceeding. Since this is a voting meeting, we will take any public or participant comments before we have our vote. So if anyone has any comments, please let me know. Did I see a hand up on a telephone? 610-729-3675. Maybe not, or maybe it's back down now. Does anyone want to make any comments before we have our vote? Rob Ballinger?
Yes. Thank you, Chairman Papowski, members of the Water Rate Board. I just briefly wanted to provide a little bit of context in the special rate proceeding based on my review. And as you know, on Monday, PWD submitted tables C1A, C4, and C5 in the matter of the special rate proceeding. And these tables were produced using the PWD's consultants' proprietary and confidential rate model, which I have received subject to a confidentiality agreement, of course. As you know, the city code requires the board to set rates and charges in an open and transparent process. And for that reason, my understanding has been that the board's consultant produced his own revenue requirements spreadsheet that's not subject to confidentiality. And that's the same spreadsheet that we utilized in connection with our testimony. I reviewed PWD's table C1A and was able to reproduce it using the proprietary and confidential rate model. So in advance of the meeting today, I shared with PWD's counsel and the board's counsel that this required not just reducing the fiscal 2023 rate increase by $3 million, but also transferring $2.9 million from the rate stabilization fund to the revenue fund and making an additional adjustment, which is an adjustment that we haven't discussed on the record of this proceeding. So I think it's important that we talk about it, or at least that it's known to the board. And that adjustment is to adjust the interest earnings on PWD's rate stabilization fund to reflect the assumed higher balances that PWD believes will be there. I don't believe it's appropriate for PWD to introduce that changed assumption as it hasn't been subject to our review process. And I express my preference that it be omitted, but have ultimately decided that in this limited instance, I do not object to inclusion of PWD's table C1A in the rate determination as it was provided. It is a small adjustment, but it is important to this process that the participants be able to review and understand all adjustments. I've explained as well that to PWD's counsel and the board's counsel that the confidential model I received does not actually produce tables C4 and C5. So I cannot confirm that those bill amounts are accurate or correct based on the revenue requirements shown in C1A. And I've requested and hereby reiterate that request that PWD provide me with the working spreadsheet models used to calculate those amounts so that in connection with the compliance tariff review, I can make sure that PWD has not altered any other assumptions which were not previously subject to review on the record of this and the TAPR proceeding. So failing to provide us an opportunity to review those calculations would be really detrimental to the integrity of this process and public confidence in this body. So going forward, I think it's important to utilize the rate model that allows all of us to participate in formulating the core assumptions, the revenue requirements. And I appreciate the opportunity to speak about this issue, which is of minor significance in the grand scheme of things, but does go to the process and to the way in which we expect to be able to interact with and review and frame our position on PWD's rate changes. So hopefully you will agree with me that PWD should provide us those in connection with the compliance tariff so we can make sure that everything is as we would expect it to be. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, if I could respond.
Sure.
First of all, I'm glad the outcome after having our discussion about Table C1A was that the adjustment that was made has to do with the interest earnings on the rate stabilization fund. When the rate stabilization fund increases, the interest earnings associated with that are calculated by the model also to increase. It was $100,000 is the variance. So thankfully, we talked that through, worked that out, and that can be behind us. Updated models related to the compliance filing will be available to Mr. Ballinger. And I was waiting for the request from the board after you're making your decision.
Well, you don't need our permission to provide the models to Mr. Ballinger, but certainly it's fine with me. I don't, unless there's any objection from any other board member. Just so you understand it, in the ordering paragraphs in the proposed final order that we're going to vote on today, what we have directed is that the $34.110 million general rate determination from 2021 be reduced by $3.00 million. From 34.110 to 31.110, and that is set forth in line 5 of table C1A, which I believe everyone agrees with, and that's the only number that frankly is the subject of that decision. And as for the C4 and C5, we are attaching those, but they are being attached for illustrative purposes with the understanding that and this is in the proposed order, that the department would file rates and charges that are consistent with the one with what's been approved by the board in this proceeding and the TAPR proceeding. And it's my understanding that those rates, that compliance filing would be subject to review by any participants before they go into effect, which is, you know, September 1. So I think we should have time to make sure that the rates are calculated correctly. So if that satisfies that issue, we could move on, see if there are any other comments from any other members of the public.
And just to confirm, Mr. Chairman, that's satisfactory. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Any other matters before we vote? There was one. I would like to bring up one other matter, which we did receive a letter from Mr. Skangelowski. If you recall, last week Mr. Skangelowski had asked if he could speak at our meeting. I advised him that these are public meetings, and he was permitted to address the board. He said he had another commitment, may have another commitment. He asked if he could put his statement in writing, and the board and have that statement included in the or attached to the minutes of the meeting. The board permitted that at our last meeting as a courtesy to Mr. Skangelowski. He has again asked, and he has this as of last evening sent another letter to the members of the board. It's dated June 15th, and he has again asked that his comments be added to the minutes, and I would like to open that matter for discussion among the board. Deb?
I'd like to offer something on this. I will say that I have intimate knowledge of the various issues surrounding Mr. Skangelowski's numerous complaints and correspondence over the years. I can also state that while I was at the Water Department as Deputy Commissioner when I first began addressing Mr. Skangelowski's complaints and until I retired as Commissioner, the city, and that includes the Water Department as well as many other folks in the city, bent over backwards to accommodate and address his various issues raised by Mr. Skangelowski. Nonetheless, we never seemed to be to his satisfaction. I can further state that the quote in his letter from Mr. Cantu Hertzler is taken out of context. And, Dan has, from my observations, bent over backwards address Mr. Skangelowski's concerns. That said, I don't believe this letter is relevant to the final votes on the TAP-R and special rate proceeding decision, and thus do not believe they should be attached to our minutes or posted on the website. But I'm of course open to persuasion otherwise, but I just don't see that it's pertinent.
And I think that is the relevant question here, whether this is a proper matter to be brought as part of the minutes of this particular meeting. Does anyone else have any comments?
I'm agreeing with Deb on this one. I think it's irrelevant. I think he's had many concerns throughout this proceeding that have been amply aired. And right now we're having a vote. And so I think that his issues have been addressed. And continuing to sort of elevate them by attaching his complaint to each time the same stuff, in a slightly different context, it's not necessary. And so I would agree that we don't attach them at this point.
Are there any other comments from the other board members?
I'll, are we good for a motion?
Well, I just want, for purposes of the discussion then, but just for purposes of the discussion, I'll make a motion that the letter be attached to the minutes as requested. I'd ask for a second on that just for the purpose of discussion.
I'll second.
Okay, then further discussion. any other discussion? I would tend to agree that in this case, that this particular letter at this particular meeting is simply not relevant to the matters before us, and would not be appropriate to attach to the minutes of this meeting.
Sonny?
Matt, yes.
So when people write letters in to us, what is our procedure? I mean, do we automatically attach letters, or do they go into a file, or what?
In each proceeding, we do have, in each proceeding, there are public comments. They can be made at the public hearings, but they're also accepted in writing. And the written comments that are filed that are relevant to our public proceedings are included in our on our website. So you can go to our website and, for example, and look at the public comments that were filed in any of our proceedings, and that's where they would appear.
So today we're making the decision not to put it in the file?
It's not relevant to any of the proceedings before us. That would be the argument, yes.
Right, I think the point is there's a time and place, and this isn't it.
Are there any other comments on this point before we go to vote on are there any other comments on this issue? And remember, the motion was stated in the affirmative that we would attach it to the minutes, so a vote of no would be to deny that motion. So I would vote no. Tony?
No.
Okay, Abby?
No.
Mac?
No.
Deb?
No.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we can turn then, if there are no other comments from the public, I would turn to the two proposed orders which have been previously distributed to the board members. And we'll deal first with the TAP R order. It's a six-page order with an appendix identifying the votes of the various board members at our public meeting last week. The relevant ordering paragraph reads, "Therefore, we find the modified TAP-R rates contained in Exhibit 1 to the joint petition to be just and reasonable, and authorize the department to file revised rates and charges as proposed, effective for service rendered on and after September 1, 2022. Are there any other, before we vote, are there any among the board members, is there any further discussion of the draft order that you've had a chance to review before we vote on that order? In that case, the order is before us, and I would vote yes to approve the TAP-R order as drafted. Tony?
Yes, approved.
Abby?
Yes.
Mac?
Yes.
Deb?
Yes.
Thank you. Then the order should be identified or in declared approved, and we will forward that order to the appropriate folks in the City Records Department and move on to the next order. The next order is the special rate proceeding. That order has also been distributed. It is 24 pages with tables attached, table C1A, and for illustrative purposes, table C4 and C5, as well as an appendix indicating members of the board's votes at our meeting of June 8th. Again, the members of the board have had an opportunity to review that draft order. I'll just read the two final paragraphs, which are the substantive paragraphs. We find that the fiscal year 2023 base rate incremental increase scheduled to take effect on September 1, 2022, resulting in additional revenues of $34.110 million as approved in the 2021 general rate determination, should be reduced by $3.00 million from $34.110 million to $31.110 million. And we further direct the Philadelphia Water Department to file rates and charges that are consistent with those approved by the board in the 2021 general rate determination modified solely pursuant to ordering paragraph 7 above and by the revised TAP-R rates based upon the rate board's determination in the 2022 TAP-R reconciliation proceeding to be placed in effect for service rendered on and after September 1, 2022. With those ordering paragraphs as read, I would ask for a vote on the matter. To approve the draft order in the special rate proceeding arising from the 2021 settlement proceeding. I would vote yes. Tony?
Yes.
Abby?
Yes.
Mac?
Yes.
Deb. Deb?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So the vote is 5-0 to approve the order. And with that, I will make sure with that order is promulgated and forwarded to the appropriate authorities, and that the city will file rates consistent with those orders.
May I add that I thought that orders were very well crafted, and those of you who worked on them, I appreciate your efforts.
Thank you very much. And that was part of our hearing officer's responsibility was to give us a draft of those orders. And as she has done throughout the proceeding, she did a marvelous job on getting all this information together and putting it under tight timeframes. And thank her again for her her work in this proceeding, or in both of these proceedings. Could I ask if there's any other matters to be brought before the board at this time?
Mr. Chairman, if I may, the department plans to file PWD rates and charges next week sometime, and hopefully that will be satisfactory, and we'll get the updated model to Rob no later than Monday, and I'll try to beat that. And then hopefully the compliance period or the period for comments can end right around the end of June, so that there's plenty of time to implement new rates.
And are there any other matters to be brought before the board at this time? Okay, in that case, I would ask for a motion to adjourn the meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Second, moved by Mac and seconded by Tony. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much. And I expect we may be meeting in July, but we will let you know when we have those dates confirmed, July 13th at 3 p.m. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.